Blog Talk Radio. My Aunt Hotep, Grand Rising, Better Love. You are listening to Dr. Robert X Form by way of Truth to Power. I'm Beverly. And how are you doing this evening, Dr. Robert X?
Hotep, Sister Bev, Hotep family, I'm doing extremely well, Bev, after listening to your medley there.
We are soldiers.
Yeah, that was, and you know something, Bev, you sound much better today.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So we're going to, we want to start off the program tonight, Bev. And by the way, family, the name of the program is Look Out Below. Okay? So we want to start out our program tonight with our meditation. All right, because we got a lot to get in, family, a lot to get in. And I think that you'd be quite amazed at some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. Okay. And for some reason, we seem to be starting off slow here on Tuesdays, but when Wednesday rolls around, man, it's Look Out Below. So last Wednesday was dynamite. I don't think this one is going to be any different. But it's real interesting, Bear. I basically slept most of the day.
Okay.
That's it.
That's okay.
All right, so I'm pretty much wide awake now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's good. No, I was just going to say, and I haven't looked at anything today to see what was going on. So,
look out below. Bear, the DA in New York decided not to hold the hearings today having to do with Orange Man and, of course, the so-called payoff for Stormy Daniels. And the reason that he didn't hold the hearing is because yesterday, that piece we put on yesterday with Cohen's attorney, Cohen's attorney, Cohen being the chief witness against Orange Man in this trial, and is a convicted liar.
Right.
And what the attorney, Costello, this is Cohen's attorney, what he was saying yesterday in the little piece that we played was that when he was called before the grand jury, this is the hearings, the grand jury, when he was called before the grand jury, he said they cherry-picked the questions that they asked him to create a desired result. This is the DA. And he was angry. That's why he was talking to the media. But he said he managed to get in enough of the documentation that he has to show that Cohen is a straight-up liar, and that's why he went to jail. And no reasonable attorney would put him on trial as a chief witness. Okay? That was the emergency that they had yesterday in terms of bringing other witnesses to the grand jury. That other witness was Cohen's attorney, Costello.
Mm-hmm.
Orange Man finds out about it, and he starts tweeting out earlier yesterday that the case is getting ready to blow up because of the testimony of Costello against Cohen. And guess what, Bear? After setting up all the barriers and getting all the police ready for nothing
right.
and all this nonsense,
right.
today they canceled all the grand jury proceeding. Because the case is has blown up. Now, watch this. Because this case and the Mar-a-Lago raid that they don't even want to mention now, because the Mar-a-Lago raid was to basically shield Joe Biden, who whistleblowers had already said had classified documentation that he wasn't supposed to have. This is last summer, or when they find out that Joe Biden has classified documents that he's not supposed to have. So they raided Mar-a-Lago to hide and give justification for Joe Biden having classified documents. The problem is he has no authority to have those classified documents, but they were using the documents for Hunter's business, which is Joe Biden's business. You see? Mm-hmm. So that's why they raided Mar-a-Lago. They know they have no case against Orange Man having classified documents because the president can declassify anything. But it's a whole nother ball game when you got a senator that's got classified documents or a vice president who has classified documents and he has no authority to have them. Okay? Now, from what I'm hearing, the whole case is going to be thrown out next week. Apparently, I call them revolutionary Republicans because they're only a handful of them, but they raise hell like they two, three handfuls.
Mm-hmm.
These Republicans are now calling for the arrest of the prosecutor for attempting to prosecute a president on false charges. So they calling for this Negro's arrest. You can't make it up, man. Totally unbelievable. I'll tell you something else. Go ahead, Ben.
Go ahead. Now, I was just going to say they must have heard your call last night when you were saying until you see some handcuffs,
It certainly seems that way, because, man, you couldn't script this. What's happening is the contagion from this case, now everybody see that the cases are political. They have no basis in fact. This is blowing up all the other cases.
Mm-hmm.
So now they are done. You can stick a fork in them, as they say, because they well done. All right? In the meantime, China and Russia have formed a new deal that they refer to as the beginning of a new era. And not so coincidentally, Bill Gates pens an article where he's saying that there's a beginning of a new era basically based on or predicated on AI. Why? Because of his ChatGPT-4 that Brother Tutmos put on the table yesterday. And yes, I did go and get that article. And it's just interesting because they're moving at light speed. Okay? Now, while all that's going on, you got the contagion with the cases having to do with Orange Man, and they're going to blow up, which means look out below. But you also got the contagion with the banking system that they're trying to hide. is going to blow up. They're doing everything they can to keep it from falling apart now. So, unfortunately for these people, fortunate for us, and again, my mantra is when these people get in trouble, look out because they're capable of anything. We're talking about the beast here. And these people have been working on this program, this specific one, for damn near over 100 years. And actually, we can go back over 2,000 years if you want to be honest. But for to keep the discussion succinct or to keep it tight, we want to deal with the last 100 to 125 years, all right, with the modern version of eugenics, of which everything that they're talking about, tying predicate, is eugenics. I don't care if it's the war in Ukraine, okay? That's being done purposely so they can rebuild Ukraine, and they're perfectly willing to have Taiwan blown up and rebuild it as well. Perfectly willing. Okay? This is how dangerous these people are. Again, if that ain't enough, ChatGPT, for the first time, will usher in their new God AI construct. Because what ChatGPT is going to become, this is my opinion, is I've mentioned the TV series, I think it was Netflix, Altered Carbon, where people have technology in the backs of their neck that's called a stack that allows for them to live forever. If the body is damaged or killed, the stack can be removed and put in another body. They refer to those other bodies as sleeves, like long sleeve, short sleeve, where a body in Altered Carbon is a sleeve, but the stack is the downloaded consciousness of the person who is the stack. So you can take that stack and put it in any sleeve. Therefore, you can live forever. Now, there's another group who never died. These are the elite. They run everything. They live off-planet while they control what's going on the planet. One of the most important things, and again, this is in hindsight, after AI has exploded on the scene, there is an AI construct in there, because in the future, which is now, and this is what Bill Gates is talking about or alluding to, the school systems as they're currently constructed will allow for each student to have its own individual AI, kind of like that little angel that sits on your shoulder and tells you, do this, do this, do that. That's what these people envision, and they make it out to be nice and cuddly. But that ain't what it is. It ain't really that angel sitting on your right shoulder. It's that devil sitting on your left shoulder. I'm sure we've all seen portrayals of that cartoon. Matter of fact, I think Chris Rock, or was it Tim Hardaway? And we made jokes about this back in the day when Chris Rock was a little angel, a little devil, and I think he asked Penny Hardaway, "You got enough room for another brother on your planet, or something to that effect." You remember that commercial, Val?
Nope.
Okay, well, that was back in the 90s. You can probably pull it up online, Tim Hardaway, Chris Rock commercial. It was extremely popular at that time. Of course, Tim Hardaway is now the coach of the Memphis basketball team. And I don't know how he does it with the talent that he has, but he always seems to find a way to mold his players together where they become a formidable team at the end of the year. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're still in the tournament in the NAA. I almost said NAACP. The NCAA tournament, but that's neither here nor there. I like Tim Hardaway because he just take care of his business. See, he ain't promoting his son over everything else. His son is on the team. Penny Hardaway and Chris Rock. Yes, thank you, Brother Derek. Unlike Dwayne Wade and his wife, who wants to promote their son's issues over everything and everybody else. No, y'all produced that little monster, so it's your responsibility to learn how to cage it and how to feed it. Don't expect me to feed your children. Shout out to Penny Hardaway. I know I've been very critical of these athletes, and I think they deserve it. But we got to shout out the good ones who take care of their business, right? And let me say this. Metaphysically, Memphis, which is like one of those small city murder capitals, okay? Same with Philadelphia. Memphis and Philadelphia are going to have major changes in it, and they're going to become somewhat of meccas for black people. Okay, what we see now taking place in Memphis and Philadelphia is the bottom of the barrel in terms of behavior. But they will become more or less like citadels for black people who manage to escape the wrath of the venom and the people that's pushing it. Because let's be clear, they're pushing the venom specifically at black people. And when I say that, I know some of you can automatically reflect back to the other piece I played yesterday, where the brother is calling out Fauci and his Negro mayor, Bowser, for basically spreading fear in the people to get them to take the venom. And she's so proud that she went and got her some shot. Well, get your ass back in line and get you some boosters so we can boost your ass right on off this planet, since you want to give this stuff to babies, you and these other Negro politicians. Let's see if we can't boost you. Okay? I'm in that zone, Bear. So we better start meditating now. When we come back, I'm going to give an illustration of just what I'm talking about.
All righty.
So let's go, family. We're going to do this differently, because I'm going to be meditating for Bear to lose that cold by this time tomorrow evening.
All right.
So she gonna be much, much better. Everything gonna be clear up by this time tomorrow evening. because I'm focusing on Bev getting well. This program can't function without Bev. So we got to keep our generals in tip-top shape because we're going to need them. Okay? The rest of you family can focus on your loved ones or your concerns, okay, so that we still wait sitting back while Klaus Schwab is simmering from our focus on him these last few times that we've had our little meditation. But his day is soon going to approach when he's going to come up under major scrutiny, and it may kill him because he's an old-ass man, and really he don't deserve to be on the planet. He don't belong here. Get your ass off the planet. And then maybe we can focus on his compatriots, Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of them, a little bit more in upcoming programs. Because since their mantra is to remove as many people off the planet as they can, I see ample justification for deflecting their wishes back onto them. So that's what we want to do tonight, family. We want to focus on sending healing vibrations to our loved ones. You hear me, Brother West? You better invite your sister over for dinner, man. Get that girl some of them ham hocks and collard greens that you cooking up in there. Don't be throwing your sister to the wolves. Heal her, brother. That's your mantra. Go ahead,
man. Come on, drive by. I say, come on, drive by. I keep going.
So let's see if we can't do that, family. Focus on our loved ones or our significant others to send out these healing vibrations. So y'all know how we do it. We want to take four deep breaths from our diaphragms through our mouths. Then after each deep breath, we want to exhale through our noses. We're going to put one finger over our right nostril and exhale through our left nostril. And we want to do it again by putting the finger over our left nostril and exhaling through our right nostril. And this is just to put us in a relaxing mood so we can then focus better, because we're actually sending oxygen to our brain. And sometimes I have to remind people, because I have to remind myself, if you have problems sleeping, and I'm one of those people, if I go past my sleep zone, man, it's hard for me to get to sleep. And then I'm up all day, grouchy, because I didn't sleep all night. All right? I'm suggesting that people basically do these breathing exercises. It takes all of a minute or two. And you'll be surprised how relaxed you are and how quickly you can go to sleep. It will amaze you, okay? So this is like a metaphysical aspirin, if you will, when you do your meditation. It removes all your pain and your frustrations, and now you can focus. Or you can listen to our program where we bring all those those things right back on you. All I can tell you is look out below, because the bombs are being dropped, family. The bombs are definitely being dropped. So let's get into our meditation mode, family. I'm generally, when I go in meditation mode, my hands are normally outstretched, like I'm in Muslim prayer, okay, with my palms up. I have my socks off so my feet are on hardwood, the hardwood floor, so I can get some of that energy from the planet. All right? And then I'm just sitting up here straight and begin to take my deep breath to begin to exercise. That's how I do it, okay? And I have to admit, sometimes it's so powerful that when you're focusing on certain individuals, you can literally, it's almost like you're astral projecting yourself to where they are. You may even see scenery where these people are. This is real talk, family. You can even see scenery and other people around them as if you're watching a movie. This is real, okay? Other times, like I have times when I only see, like, the head of Klaus Schwab, like it's a bust or something, like those carved heads of people. But when I'm really focused, I mean really focused, I can literally see those people. So, Bev, I'm getting ready to come visit you.
All right. I got my clothes and stuff on.
Excellent. Yeah, because we want to keep everything decent here. But I'm coming to visit you to take that cold away between now and tomorrow this time. So let's get into it, family. We want to take our first four breaths. All right? So let's take our first breath. Oh, and by the way, after we get through with that, then we do our focusing for at least 2 minutes on the subject matter after we get through with our breathing. So here we go. We'll take our first breath. Finger over your left nostril. Blow out slowly through your right nostril. Second deep breath. Swing over your right nostril, blow out slowly through your left nostril. One more time, inhale. Swing over your left nostril, blow out through your right nostril. One last time, inhale. Swing over your right nostril, blow out through your left nostril. And now for the next 2 minutes, we want to send out that healing energy to whoever we feel that needs it, okay? So let's do that now for 2 minutes. Wow. We went 3 minutes, family. Sorry about that.
Ooh.
That was reasonable.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, refreshing. Thank you, Dr. X. Thank us.
Oh, thank the creative forces and the powers of the universe, Brother Kwame. That's real talk, family. Now, I got a lot of stuff I want to get in here. I mentioned about the, well, let me do this. Let me give an overall view, and this is from one of Alex Jones's people, all right? But he did excellent work on this, family, okay? So I think it's John Baum. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. Anyway. This is an excellent presentation. Check it out. Okay?
Take assault weapons now. Ban that now. At this point, it isn't a guarded secret that President Dumpster Fire is merely reading written statements from an agenda conceived in an elitist Bilderberg boardroom.
We're tracking the climate crisis. We're tackling it. We're strengthening the global health and promoting food security. In the meantime, my executive order directs my attorney general to take every lawful action possible to move us as close as we can to universal background checks without new legislation. It's just common sense.
Biden is telling us in his own little unique way that his handlers are panicking that 4 in 10 American households contain guns.
Republicans should pass my budget instead of calling for cuts in these services or defunding the police or abolishing the FBI, as we hear from our MAGA Republicans. Right now you can't go out and buy an automatic weapon. You can't go out and buy a cannon. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America as independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this.
The blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how you have to move against the government. Well, as the tree of liberty is not the water and the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there never been, if you want to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons.
And once we get further down the road of madness of an engineered economic collapse replaced by CBDCs and 15-minute cities, all hell is finally going to break loose.
The whole 15-minute city ideology is not a grassroots initiative. It's actually a global initiative, a top-down global plan under UN Agenda 21-2030 to really roll out the 17 sustainable goals under net zero. You think it's a green agenda to actually save the planet. It is not. It was implemented at the Earth Summit in 1992 by a bunch of oil billionaires, crooks.
You're actually protecting your family by getting him vaccinated.
Well, I heard that it doesn't cure it, and it doesn't stop you from getting it.
It's very, very good at protecting you.
It takes years to
it used to take years. You know how many years we're invested in this approach? About 20 years of science.
I want to stop it there for 1 minute, family. Listen to what Fauci says about the flu. Listen to this very carefully.
And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
If it allows thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Probably like the common flu then, right?
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20,000 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
Well, the number that you all giving that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
Our campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is.
Biden is also desperately bailing corruption out of his sinking lifeboat, as is evident with Hunter's last-minute legal attack.
Hunter Biden is going to open up the biggest can of worms on discovery because he's going to have to show how he was damaged.
Hunter Biden's lawyers are trying to say that this money, these two tranches of $3 million that went to Rob Walker, a Hunter Biden business associate and friend, was seed money, was sort of prepayment for future work to be done. That's ridiculous. Hunter Biden and his business partners were doing work for this Chinese energy conglomerate for the last 2 years of Joe Biden's vice presidency. They were owed money, and the money was not to be paid until after Joe Biden left office, you know, less than 2 months after Joe Biden's left office. And the first of these $3 million payments has come through to Rob Walker's bank account. And then another one came a couple of weeks later. Within a few days, that money gets dispersed to, we know from James Comer today, to four immediate family members of Joe Biden, and that being his son Hunter, his brother Jim Biden, Hallie Biden, who's the widow of his late son Beau, and then there's another, a fourth family member of the Bidens that James Comer and his oversight committee have not yet been able to find the identity of. It's just named as Biden.
John Bowne reporting.
How about that, family? That's a nice little package. All wrapped up. So now you can understand. With this kind of factual, documented evidence showing that these people are nothing more than vagabonds. They're white trash. That's what the Biden family is, okay? They need to take their ass out the White House and go get them a trailer and put their ass in one of them trailers and sit them off in the trailer park. Because they're trailer trash in any other country. That's what they are. Okay? A bunch of trailer trash as far as white people go. All right? But we got some on our side, too. Several of those people are people like this flunky, all right, who's going to do the bidding or attempt to do the bidding of people like Klaus Schwab and George Soros by indicting Ornsman with made up, totally made up evidence, no evidence whatsoever. And what you see happening now with them basically not having the grand jury for the rest of the week, what you see is them being exposed because they didn't anticipate that a lot of Democrats will come out and say the same thing, that this is ridiculous. It's all bogus. And they know it. I don't recall anything like this ever happening before. Not since I've been on the planet. But it's right out in front of us, in front of our faces, in living color. This is not about Republican Democrat. Not at all. This is about them against us. Now, if you don't think this is about them against us, this is Dr. Robert Holtze and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Bev, I think I sent you this a little earlier. Okay?
Okay, I'll check. I'll put it in the chat
room. So you can, yeah, you can post it in the chat room. But check out old man, this doctor. Has to say, and I go back at least 30 years or more with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So I'm very familiar with her. Him I'm not so familiar with at all, okay? But that's not the point. The point is he's credentialed and he's been in the field for decades. Let's hear what he got to say.
You knew it was harmful. You knew it would.
He's talking about the venom and what the effects of it are going to be. Now, you keep in mind that this Negro mayor in D.C., who's supposed to know these things, and if she doesn't, she should not be sitting in judgment over anybody, all right, trying to get pay people to take this damn venom.
You knew that what you were doing and what you were preventing people from getting, and that is preventative treatment, you knew you were killing people. And that was your ultimate goal, is to kill people. And if you go like, why would they want to do that? Well, there's always, if something seems strange, ask yourself a question. What have the Marxists, the communists, the liberals, the leftists been doing since 1970? They have been killing unborn children in the womb. So if they'll kill unborn children in the womb, why is it hard for you to think they, and that was a depopulation plan. Margaret Sanger wanted to get rid of blacks. The way you do it is you have abortions, and the vast number of abortions in America since 1970 have been performed on blacks. Planned Parenthood didn't want blacks. Margaret Sanger, she was a racist. They didn't want blacks. They didn't want that underclass. So they wanted to kill them. So now what are they doing? They're mutilating children. That's nothing to them anymore. If you can kill a baby in the womb, you can mutilate children. And they're giving the injection across the board. And that's killing people around the world. And we're going to come back and visit with Dr. Tenpenny after this short break. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Hotsey. We'll be back shortly.
Hold on, family. So you can see the things that he's saying. We already know these things. But it's good to hear these kinds of things come from the mouths of credentialed people. Because many of us don't and won't accept the things that we say to each other. And in some cases, that's the proper mode to take. But Brother Wes, I bet you your sister, wishes she had listened to you and had not gone out there and got that venom. And a whole lot of other people feel the same way. They just don't have the guts to come out here and say that they were wrong. I've seen too many obituaries of people who went on their social media pages and were bragging about taking the venom. I can't tell you how many of them people are no longer with us. Okay? This is part of a very sinister agenda. And this is why we meditated Klaus Schwab for as long as we did. Let's get a little bit more of Dr. Hotsey and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Of vaccines. In particularly, now the so-called vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, is the gene-modifying experimental death shot, and that's the COVID shot. That has been pushed around the country and around the world by the One Worlders to depopulate the world, to kill you. It's a death shot. So let's visit with Dr. Tenpenny and ask some more insight on this particular injection. Now, Dr. Tenpenny, I'm sure you've read some of the various reports that shows that there are certain lots that have been sent out all over the country into certain states. And when you look in VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Register System in the United States, so if a person receives a vaccine of any kind and they have a reaction, they can call in and report it to the VAERS Center. Or their physician really is required to report it, although very few physicians do. They say only 1% of vaccine injuries or deaths are ever reported. But in the what we know this, tell us about what we have seen in VAERS ever since they came out with the COVID clot shot, death shot. How does that compare with all the other data and all the other statistics about vaccines over the last 20 or 30 years?
Well, the sum total of people that have filed VAERS reports and that we have the VAERS data, we have more filed reports now of vaccine deaths and vaccine injuries just from these COVID shots alone than the sum total of all the reports that we've had about all the different childhood and adult vaccines going back to 1986, 1987, when the VAERS database was put into place on the heels of the 1986 Act, the Vaccine Injury Childhood Compensation Act that protected them from all liability. And, so in 1991, it was just like a stampede. It was just like, oh, my gosh, you mean I can make all these products? I don't have to, you know, I don't have to worry about them hurting people or killing people, because as long as they are in the pediatric special and completely free and nobody can sue me, well, hee-haw, let's go. And so in 1991 is when they started ramping up the schedule. So now every child that is fully vaccinated with the full cadre of pediatric vaccines starting at hepatitis B at birth and then multiple vaccines on each visit at 2, 4, 6 months and 1 year of age, if you get all of the shots that are recommended, for including high school shots of like Gardasil and Menactra for meningitis and all the flu shots every year that start at 6 months of age, you'll have multiple doses of 17 different vaccines. You'll have more than 13,000 micrograms of aluminum injected. You'll have more than 600 milligrams of mercury injected, of thimerosal injected. And then you'll have a cadre of somewhere between 60 and 70 doses of chemicals. So we've got this whole thing that we have been falsely led to believe since the time of Jenner, when, you know, the first smallpox shot that was injected in the United States was in 1801. And if you go back to archive.org and you look at old, old textbooks that have been updated or uploaded in there back into the maybe the mid-1800s to the 1900s, you will see that Jenner's shot for smallpox was not uniformly just embraced. I mean, there were many physicians that campaigned against it because their patients had been given a cowpox shot and they got smallpox anyways, or they were given the arm-to-arm smallpox technique that and people got gangrene and died, and it really didn't, and as it was a live virus, it wasn't weakened, and so barely weakened, it was injected into the underbelly of a cow and then smeared on the mother's arm, let to fester, and then scraped off and injected into 3-month-old children, which is where this whole thing about injecting children started. And all of these people were spreading live virus all over the world. So every time they had a smallpox campaign, they had more death and injury and illness. And so it was always been a scam. All of it's been a scam, Steve. I mean, from the beginning, smallpox, polio, tetanus, all of them have all been nonsensical to give on a mass scale to every single human and given them multiple ones at the same time, all the way up through this COVID shot scam now. It's just we haven't learned the lessons of history, so we are repeating them.
And so the current injection that they have been giving, we've said, is not safe and effective. And as a matter of fact, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, Walensky, who I think is the head of the head of the CDC.
Walensky, yes.
Yeah. So
Testament.
Have come out and said, oh, yeah, you're right. It doesn't, we didn't test for transmission, and yes, it can be transmitted. And, oh, yeah, it doesn't prevent you from getting it, but you just don't get as bad a case as you would have if you'd have got it without the injection. So we know these are not true vaccines in the historical sense of what a vaccine is defined to be.
Steve, above bears, I think that if people really want a quick down and dirty on these numbers, if they go to openbears.com, I just opened it up on my computer, and as of October 7th, there was 1,437,000 reports. And we think this is somewhere between 1 and 10% of actual injuries that happen. And people just don't know where to go, or they don't know how to file a report. And inside of openbears.com, there have been 31,000 deaths, 180,000 hospitalizations, 10,000 cases of anaphylaxis, 1,600 heart attacks, 16,000 heart attacks, 53,000 myocarditis and pericarditis. And these are just, and I just said those in round numbers, but these are the number of people that have been killed. There's 31,000 deaths filed there. You know, Steve Kirsch talks about the fact that they believe that there are more than 2 million people that have already died worldwide because of these shots, and more than 2 billion with a B people that have been injured because of these shots. So just those raw numbers alone don't give the message to people, well, this has to be about harming us, because if it was about
helping us, they would have stopped doing it.
They would have stopped it a long time ago.
Remember, the swine flu vaccine ended up, I think, killing 35 or 50 people. This goes back into the 1970s. And they immediately stopped the shot.
Yep.
Completely. And so this ought to be a big wake-up call. Why hasn't the public health system come out with all the data about the vaccine deaths and vaccine injuries from the COVID injection. Why haven't they come out and stopped it? And you can, and let me explain how it works, folks. It's real simple. My dad taught me this a long time ago. He said, son, if something seems totally unexplainable, there's always a money trail. The amount of money that is being put forth by the governments and paid to the pharmaceutical companies is enormous. It's hundreds of billions of dollars. It's the most massive product rollout of any product of any kind in the entire world. It's making massive amount of money. Now, the government agencies like the CDC and the NAID, which is the National Allergy Immunization and Infectious Disease Organization or agency that Fauci runs, literally in the NIH, National Institute of Health, all these governmental type agencies literally give hundreds of millions and even tens of billions of dollars in grants to hospitals, to doctors' organizations, even to pharmaceutical companies. They give grants, and they expect them to, if you can't, you've got to follow the narrative. Whatever they come up with, whatever their narrative is on a disease or a problem, if you do not follow that narrative, they yank your money, and they know that. And so they buy off the hospitals. How do they buy off the hospitals? Well, if anybody went to the emergency room and had a PCR test, which are totally bogus tests, it would 90% of the time come back positive for COVID. So immediately the people in the emergency room would say, well, you've got a fever and chills and you've got COVID. It's deadly. We've got to put you in the hospital. They got $10,000 for the diagnosis. They were placed into the hospital, and they were told they had to take remdesivir. Remdesivir, which is a very, it's a worthless drug. It's a dangerous drug. It's toxic on the kidneys. It literally kills people. And they said, if you get, so we're going to give you these doses of remdesivir at $5,000 a dose. That caused people to go into, because their kidneys failed, they got fluid on the lungs. They call it, oh, it's COVID pneumonia. If you can remember early on, Sherry, remember them talking in New York. We've never seen a virus attack the kidneys like this before. It wasn't the virus that was attacking the kidneys. The federal government mandated that the hospitals give remdesivir. Guess who owned a interest in the company that made remdesivir? Fauci. Hello. And remdesivir was proven to be an ill-effective drug in a study they had on the Ebola virus back in the between 2000 and, I think it was 2005, 2008, 2010 in Africa. It was shown to cause increased mortality rates by using the remdesivir. So anyway, if somebody got intubated, they got additional money, $39,000, and then if they died, then they got another additional $20,000 with the diagnosis of COVID, and that's why hospital administrators would ask doctors to please make sure they coded them as dying of COVID, not of a heart attack or anything else, they would never die of COVID. And as it turns out, it was literally, and then if the hospital gave remdesivir to the patient and the patient died of COVID, the federal government gave a 20% override on all the charges in the hospital. So this amounted to literally several hundred thousand dollars for every COVID death in the hospital. Now, whether the doctors were doing it by commission or omission, whether they didn't want to think about it, they were just following orders like the Nazi doctors did. But we were just following orders. The CDC said we had to take the remdesivir. We had to do this. Whether they did it by knowing that it was going to kill the patient or whether they did it and they didn't want to know, they're still just as guilty because there was plenty of information and Dr. Tenpenny and I, Dr. McCullough, and scores of other doctors, thousands of other doctors around the country warned about the dangers of remdesivir. Dr. Brian Artis was the one that brought it to everybody's attention when his father died from being killed with remdesivir. So we warned about that, and that's why I told all my guests at the Hoxie Health and Wellness Center, we call our patients guests, and I told every one of them, if you get sick, call us. Don't go to the hospital. They will kill you in the hospital.
Bear, what did we tell people about the hospital?
We were telling them the same thing he said. They're going to kill you.
Exactly. Stay out of them. There's nothing hospitable about these hospitals. Now, notice his numbers in terms of the number of people that died, okay, directly conflict with what Fauci said when he was talking to the brother. Fauci said 600,000 people died year before last from so-called COVID. When the facts are, this came out later because we did the research on it, that only 1 in 10, that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 people, actually died from so-called COVID. Now, watch this, Bear. Fauci stood on them steps talking to that brother and tried to spoon-feed him the fact that 60,000 people died from the flu. The same number that we know factually died from so-called COVID, because they didn't die from COVID. They actually died from the flu. But they suspended the flu. They say, ain't no more flu, because now we got COVID. The flu is nothing more than a coronavirus. COVID is a genetically altered form of the flu. That's why they got rid of the flu. Okay? So all these numbers add up. People like Fauci think people are stupid. Okay? And that's what they operate off of. You can't put a penny between Fauci, Schwab, Gates, so-called Prince Charles, Joe Biden, and his entire administration, and last but not least, bringing up the rear, Negro politicians. You can't put a penny between any of them because they're all pushing the same agenda. You can't be this stupid accidentally. You see? Every Negro politician, and you don't have to hear it but once, that comes out here and tells black people to take this venom should be summarily removed from office. I don't care who they are. And as he stated earlier, this thing is aimed squarely at black people. And it goes all the way back to the same agenda that's, as I mentioned earlier, over 125 years old in terms of its current makeup, with the medical establishment being totally run by these people. All right? So we go back to when they, the Rockefeller Foundation and the Rockefeller family instituted this nonsense with their takeover of the medical industry. Okay? So, yes, this is genocide. And you got these idiots from Black Lives Matter, willing idiots, and Antifa still running around calling people white supremacists if they don't want to take the venom. In the meantime, hosts on some of these news programs, entertainers in the middle of their
they're entertaining people, so-called comedians in the middle of telling jokes, falling over dead. Okay? Athletes falling over dead. People walking down the street just falling over dead. There can be absolutely, with all of the information out here now, there's absolutely no excuse for any of these Negro politicians, and I'm focusing on them because they're the ones who supposedly are looking out for our interests. So when they run around here and holler and scream abortion, who you think that's aimed at? Since 1970, and we went back and chronicled it because I remember it like it was yesterday, when they rolled down the fire lanes in public housing with the little, what do they call them, the trailers where they was giving away free birth control to black women like candy. I still see them sitting down there, good little white liberals. The Joe Biden people, because they're looking out for you. And watch this, family, because we documented it. We chronicled it going all the way back. From that point on, black women began to have all kind of feminine problems, and including childbirth. Things that black women were only on the fringes of. Okay? Now, all of a sudden, black women got all kind of problems with their anatomy. And to make matters worse, Sister Bear family, children begin to be formed with or given birth to with birth defects. And that's why you see the level of autism rise dramatically, particularly in the black community. You can go back and track it. Prior to the 1970s, late 1960s, yes, children were born with deformities, but nowhere near the numbers. Now they're talking in the next few years, I'm talking less than a decade, half the children born in this country will be born autistic. Why? Because as the doctor pointed out, Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Holtz, or Hotzi, the vaccine schedule in terms of how many vaccines children have to take has gone through the roof. Through the roof. Okay? These people are after the children. All right? I remember vividly in the 1990s, Bill and Hillary, they love children, particularly the blood of children. They love them. I remember vividly whenever these people would get in trouble and people would find out about all the killings and the rapes and all this stuff associated with these people, they would always come up with some initiative for the children. The children. We love your children. We love your children. And we want to love them to death, literally. Give them to us. Always the children. Okay? These people are social degenerates. And I don't think there's anything human about them. Nothing. All right? So, we played all that, family, to get to this. Biden ain't just trying to pull the wool over people's eyes with these fake executive orders that they're trying to act like These are laws that are passed by Congress. He's trying to take people's weapons based on executive orders in spite of, I can't count the number of times the Supreme Court has thrown out all the stuff that they tried to inflict on people in terms of taking people's weapons. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The only way they're able to do this is under a national emergency. Now you understand why Biden didn't want to take the country off of the national emergency status based on so-called COVID. Now you understand? Because all it takes is an incident, and they'll ramp it up. All right? They'll send the police out here to disarm the population. And this is just the soft part, family. Check this. Watchdog group launches investigation into Biden's woke army. This is from the Epoch Times. Here's what they say. The Foundation for Government Accountability, the FGA, is launching an investigation into a recent executive order the group called a, quote, unprecedented scheme, unquote, they believe violates the democratic process. In a press release, the FGA said they are sounding the alarm on the woke army being assembled inside the federal government through Executive Order 14091 titled Executive Order Further Advancing Racial Equity Support for Undeserved Communities Through the Federal Government, unquote. The FGA announced that their investigation will include filing Freedom of Information Act requests targeting the 23 agencies addressed in the Equity Executive Order, including the Departments of State, Justice, Defense, Labor, Transportation, Social Security, Education, and Health and Human Services. The group will share the information they gather with Congress, the states, and the American people. The FGA asserted that the plan was developed by a left-wing activist group and said it was designed to circumvent the normal democratic process and instead force their ideology onto Americans. Karen Bragdon, the FGA president and CEO, said of the executive order, quote, these equity teams are a Trojan horse planted in the heart of every federal agency to fundamentally change decision-making across the bureaucracy. Their goal is to continuously and permanently embed left-wing ideology into every agency action. Quote, we cannot allow this new woke army to force un-American philosophy into all corners of our federal government. They will degrade our nation's capabilities and effectiveness while undermining our liberty and security. Unquote. Quote, we've seen the economic devastation over the first 2 years of the Biden presidency. If radical ideology is ingrained into every policy and regulatory decision at all agencies, the impact on the American people and economy will be widespread, devastating, and impossible to reverse. Bragdon referenced part two, or part of section two of the order, which outlines the requirement that agency heads across the administration ensure they place an agency equity team within their agencies to coordinate the implementation of equity initiatives in order to deliver equitable outcomes to the American people. Stuart Whitson, the FGA legal director, spoke to the issue saying, quote, the clock is ticking on Biden's term, and the radical forces inside his administration and their partners on the outside know they have limited time to embed their leaders and practitioners into every federal agency before they lose power. if successful, this woke army will outlast the Biden presidency and become a permanent fixture deeply entrenched in our government. Through this investigation, the FDA is fighting to expose this attempted ideological takeover of our federal agencies, and we won't stop until we've uncovered the truth. We will share the information we uncover with Congress, the states, and the people so that together we can help stop this unconstitutional effort before it's too late, unquote. Okay? Now, they want you to believe that this corpse got 80 million votes. And again, one of the primary reasons that you see them still coming after Orange Man is because they know damn well, because of the changes that have been made in terms of how votes are going to be allowed this time around, because the courts around the country in many of the states where they stole the election are not allowing them to use general mail-in ballots in these drop boxes all over the damn place, even in the alleys. They got drop boxes in the alleys so you can just go in the alley and put your ballot in there. That system is not going to be at play this time. So they understand. That's why Biden said a week or so ago that Orange Man could probably be your next president. That actually came out of his mouth. Okay? So they got to basically damage him and muddy him up as best they can. And that's why you see all these frivolous cases against this dude. And I got issues with Orange Man too. Okay? I have to reiterate. I agree with some of the policies that he was pushing. Okay? Because my political philosophy is black nationalism. And his political philosophy is white nationalism. Bottom line is, we are both nationalists, just like Malcolm. All right? I'm a black nationalist. So I vibe automatically with other nationalist organizations because it's normal. What's abnormal is internationalism. Okay? And if you want to know who are the culprits behind internationalism, I refer you to Henry Ford's book. You can Google it, The International Jew, and then take a look at history from Ford's time to today. And tell me who you see behind the scenes manipulating what's going on in this country and other countries. I'm talking about including world wars. So what we see today is nothing more than a continuation of what Henry Ford talked about. Okay? So now, these people are dangerous, family. That's why Orange Man came out, I think last week, and said he was going to remove all of these people from government. Bev, you might remember, and I'm sure some of the family might remember, before Orange Man got in office, we said that one of the things that's going to help him, and again, this is one of the primary reasons why they broke into Mar-a-Lago. Okay? One of the things that Orange Man had to his benefit was access to all of the information.
Yeah, I remember that.
They know. That's why they raided his house. Okay? Besides the fact that Biden had unauthorized classified information. Okay? They know he has information on them because he was able to look at all of the dirt that Obama and them was doing, that Hillary was doing, that Biden was doing and the Republicans like Mitch McConnell. So they looking for that information because they know that the National Archives, where the stuff is being housed, has a checklist on what Orange Man took up out of there, declassified it. So it now belongs to him. See? So they know what's missing. And they know he got it. But they can't do anything about it. So they come up with all these trumped up charges on this dude. And it ain't doing nothing but making him more powerful and basically making them look like damn fools. And again, it breaks my heart to see these Negroes doing the bidding of these people. It's heartbreaking. These are our people that's running interference for these people. Ain't no amount of money or prestige on the planet that this beast can give me, and hopefully you, to make you do his bidding. Because when he get through with them, us, he coming at them. Okay? So what that's called for a family is for us to look out below. Keep your head to the sky, family. And be aware of people who claim to represent you. Because what we're doing is what this article says. We're connecting dots. Connecting dots. COVID to Silicon Valley Bank and beyond. COVID to Silicon Valley Bank and beyond. Because as I told you yesterday, family, they have and always have had a number of financial institutions that basically are nothing more than intelligence operations. You see it with Silicon Valley Bank financing startups for Israel. And then Israel taking Mossad agents, okay, young people, who they use as the CEOs of these so-called startup companies. And this is how they've been able to subvert this country, through fake startup companies by the mega group, MEGA, the mega group, the Jewish billionaire mafia. Okay? Now, again, go look at who manufacturing the venom. All of the venom is being manufactured by Old Testament. I don't care if you say Moderna, you look at who run it, who own it, Old Testament. I don't care if it's Pfizer, Old Testament. All of it is being run by them. All right? These are the facts that fake media, and of course, fearful media, is scared to say anything about. You can't miss this. If you were blind, you couldn't miss it. Okay? This article is from amgreatness.com. Here's what they say. The next logical step is for the government to insure all bank deposits, which is tantamount to nationalizing the entire banking system. But to what end? Okay. Then the reason they want to nationalize the banking system is, as I said yesterday, family, shake out the little banks and give the big banks the authority to begin to operate or run the digital currency system. So you will be tied to J.P. Morgan Chase, whose CEO, Jamie Dimon, we just pointed out yesterday, was connected to his butthole with Jeffrey Epstein in laundering the money for the child trafficking, all right, and abuse of young girls. But don't forget, Dean was also very well connected to the citadel of Old Testament thought, which is Harvard University. It's a citadel for them. And they run all these so-called credentialed people out of Harvard around the world and into major institutions. Okay? The London School of Economics basically serves the same purpose for people that they put in government in other countries, particularly Africa. Okay? They say, a collection of seemingly random crises can spell out a sinister conspiracy theory when you consider their connections and where they are leading. Overplayed plot? Perhaps. But how many so-called conspiracy theories have proven to be reality recently? First, the world economy shut down with the COVID lockdown. Manufacturing stopped, and capital construction projects were put on hold. No one was making anything, and consumers were buying very little. The government injected huge amounts of cash to stimulate spending, even though there wasn't much to spend it on. Witness supply chain issues. This cash was created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve. Household savings rates rose to new highs. Personal and commercial bank accounts or bank deposits soared. Consider banks, a confounding inversion of logic for most consumers. While it seems odd to think that a loan is an asset and a deposit is a liability, did you hear that, family? Let me read that part again. While it seems odd to think that a loan is an asset and a deposit is a liability, it makes sense when you realize that making loans is the method banks use to make money. And so do the credit rating agencies. The credit rating agencies give you good credit ratings, based on debt and how you're responsible for making debt. If you got $200,000, $300,000 in the bank, but you paying cash for everything, they consider you a credit risk because you got cash. Well, who in the hell own the credit rating agencies? Old Testament. Y'all begin to see a pattern in some of this stuff? Let's keep going. The government injected a huge amount of cash to stimulate spending, even though they blah, 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 blah. They say every time a bank takes in a deposit, they try to loan that money out as quickly as possible to put it to work making income for the bank. If no one is applying for the loans, the bank invests the money in bonds to earn a little interest. During the COVID shutdown, with the stimulus monetary infusions, people and businesses were making deposits and not taking out loans. Banks had to put all that surplus cash into bonds. U.S. Treasury bills were paying a few points interest. Okay, historically, low rates given the low inflation of recent years. But more than no income for the banks. Longer-term bonds pay slightly higher interest than short-term. So, as the economy started to recover from the shutdown, inflation was more than predictable with all that newly created money chasing the limited goods available. So in swooped the Federal Reserve to solve the problem. The Fed started cranking up interest rates to slow demand and ease inflation. Now, think back to the banks. They're holding long-term bonds at the pre-inflation low interest rate. Because remember, family, in 2010, Barack Obama did something unprecedented. Agency, his money changes, introduced zero interest rate. So when you put your money in the bank, you basically were giving the bank your money to make money off of, and they didn't give you any interest on your own money. What a deal. What a deal. And when we think banks, you have to think the biggest criminals in the country are the banks. Because in many respects, they can control the corporation. All right? Who then can control you. That's why if you reverse this process, you see the global corporate hostile takeover is being fueled by the banks, okay? Because the corporations, many of them, are not liquid. They don't have billions of dollars of cash on hand. No. These people operate and are given a certain monetary designation in terms of how much they're worth based on credit. When Elon Musk purchases Twitter, he ain't giving them all that money. He's got to go to other people and line up with other people to be able to borrow the money, which is pretty much what he did. Okay? Because he ain't got no $40 billion on hand. He has to line up partners. The same goes for people who buy sports teams and this kind of stuff. They go and line up other partners who then use their credit rating to act pretty much a co-signer, family. It's all a shell game. So let's go on here. They say, when loan demands pick up or customers start withdrawing cash, they would ordinarily sell the bonds, talking about the bank, to make the cash available or turn it into more profitable loans to customers. The problem is that interest rates have risen so fast that the banks are underwater on the bond, which can only be sold at a loss since similar term bonds are now paying higher interest. Really good risk managers will have this all hedged. But then there's Silicon Valley Bank. Silicon Valley Bank did not practice good risk management, obviously, and numerous colorful reasons that we need not explore here. The point is that this sequence of events, from shutdowns to stimulus to inflation and rate hikes, created major problems for the banks. These events were all precipitated by government actions. It's no surprise that some, perhaps more, banks cannot meet customer withdrawals because it's all about lines of credit. Family, they say the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation provides insurance to cover deposits up to $250,000 when a bank cannot meet customer withdrawals. That's a lie too, family, because what will happen if there's a run on J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and some of the other big monster banks? Well, what happened? If there's a run on those banks, the Federal Reserve will basically have to start printing more money to bail them out. And if you got to bail them out, all right, because they're so diversified, what'll happen? That means that interest rates will go through the roof. What I'm telling you is the more money that the federal government, by way of the Federal Reserve, infuses into propping up these criminal organizations called banks, because that's what they are, okay? The higher the cost of living is going to be, because that's automatically inflationary. Automatically. And that means you go to work every day, right, and do all of the so-called right things and still find that you can't keep pace with the rate of inflation. Try 10 chicken wings for $20. Okay? Try this on for size. The dollar stores had many products that used to be a dollar. If the inflation rate is 9%, which is what they were telling people, right, then how come every damn thing in the dollar store went up to a dollar and a quarter? That's a 25% increase. Okay, check it out, family. This is ghetto finance. All right? Because when you're in the ghetto, you look at the price of everything before you buy it. Because you had no other choice. So if the dollar store... Go ahead, Bear.
No, the first thing that come out your mouth is how much it costs.
Thank you. You see? And that's because your cash flow is limited. So you have to be aware of what it is that you're buying in terms of how much it costs. So if the dollar store increased their prices by 25%, and you can go throughout the dollar store, and that's what you'll see. Okay? In some cases, even more. A bag of damn potato chips that used to cost a nickel now costs you 75 cents. A little bag. Okay? The big bag costs you $5. So what I've been telling people is the $5 is the new dollar. Everything costs $5. Okay? And if it ain't $5, by the time they add on the tax, it's so close to it, the pennies don't make no difference. This is the insanity that these people are perpetrating because they want to crash the economy. Because now, when everything goes digital, nothing matters. Because nothing changes hands. Everything is a keystroke. All right? And they already, as we pointed out in one of the, other videos, they're already pushing the cashless system behind the scenes. All right? And as we played yesterday, there are some politicians who are pushing back on it. Okay? Now, they go on to say in terms of the FDIC, in terms of them insuring deposits up to $250,000, if the banks crash, family, and the Fed has to print up more money, it's over. Okay? They say, this insurance fund comes from fees paid by banks, who then, I'm adding this, who then pass on the fees to you. Because it's a criminal organization. Okay? I ain't talking about all banks. But I'm particularly talking about these big banks who are connected to the drug cartels and been caught over and over laundering drug money. Nobody ever goes to jail in this country. Okay? It's just, anyway, let me go on. They say, like any insurance, the total fund is not large enough to cover a loss of everything insured by every participant all at once. Once again, the government comes to the rescue. Joe Biden announced that the government and the Fed will cover all the deposits at the failed banks above the FDIC limit. Do you believe that this program won't cost taxpayers a dime? The cost is going to come out of higher bank fees paid ultimately by customers or higher taxes. The next logical step is for the government to insure all bank deposits, which is tantamount to nationalizing the entire banking system. Once that's accomplished, putting in place the proposed central bank digital currency is a snap. Compound the central bank digital currency with digital medical IDs from the World Health Organization, and all of our privacy and personal control of our lives is gone. A fertile mind constrained together further crisis to paint a vivid conspiracy theory of totalitarian control. Do you doubt the logic? That's what they're pushing behind the scenes as we speak. Okay? That's what they're pushing. And your politicians are going to sign on to it, all right? Which is why any logical political system has to have automatic recalls in place, okay? Because any real politician who's actually working on behalf of the people would never object to that. Ever, okay, unless they're crooked or they tied into this wokeism. All right, so family, the next logical step, because people don't see it yet, but they will. Digital currency is going to be directly tied to AI. How you spend, okay, or purchase anything is going to be dependent on your behavior, which is going to be dictated by AI. All right, and if you make a mistake, so what? You really don't matter. They got nothing to do with your color. This has everything to do with life and death and absolute total control, which is what I've been warning about on this program for years. This ain't new because we ain't just start tracking these people. Everything they put out here has to fit within an authoritarian system of control. And ChatGPT fits right in perfectly. Perfectly. Check this, family. Get woke, go broke. It's time to talk about Silicon Valley Bank's ties to the World Economic Forum. Get woke, go broke. It's time to talk about Silicon Valley Bank's ties to the World Economic Forum. This is from altmarket.us. Here's what they say. Check it out, friend, because you don't think I wrote it. After the implosion of the FTX crypto exchange run by Sam Bankman-Fried, questions of due diligence and competency immediately arose, suggesting that perhaps the company mishandled assets accidentally and that Fried was naive and in over his head. Ain't no naive in over your head, $32 billion idiots. You got $32 billion? Ain't nothing naive and in over your head about that. They say numerous central bank officials and globalist organizations jumped into the debate almost immediately, just like with Silicon Valley Bank, family, because it's their piggy bank, okay? So they jumped into the debate immediately, arguing that FTX was a perfect example of why centralized regulation of crypto and digital currencies was necessary. They claimed that without oversight by banking elites, disaster was inevitable. And who the hell is oversighting the elites? Because they are the problem. Like I always used to say, family, if it wasn't for the gangbangers at the top, you wouldn't have the gangbangers at the bottom. The behavior of the gangbangers at the top facilitate the behavior of the gangbangers at the bottom. Both of them are injurious to the vast number of people. Okay? Now, they go on to say, of course, what they didn't mention was that FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried already had extensive connections with globalist groups, including the World Economic Forum. We did. Oh, well, that didn't get past us. Okay. His mama and his daddy, Stanford University, and his girlfriend and their family. Okay? They go on to say, in fact, the very basis of Fried's business model was the World Economic Forum's stakeholder capitalism theory, which he often referred to as effective altruism. I'm going to put it another way. Financing wokeism. Okay? Because, again, after watching any video that this dude did, after 5 minutes, if it take you that long, of watching this clown, you immediately walk away saying he's retarded. And if you don't see anything but retardation after listening to his girlfriend, you can Google all this and watch the videos, and you tell me if these people aren't retarded. Now, they say stakeholder capitalism is essentially the opposite of free market. It's a socialist slash globalist framework which uses corporations as a kind of economic enforcement tool. Again, in the 80s, we labeled it a global hostile corporate takeover. They say corporations are already highly socialistic in their operations, and their existence is completely dependent on their special relationship with government. No, there is no special relationship. The relationship is pimp-hoe. The corporations are the pimps, and the politicians are the hoes. They say corporations are created through government charter, enjoy special protections under corporate personhood, laws, and avoid direct consequences for criminal activities through limited liability. Okay? The venom manufacturers have total liability. They're not responsible for anything because they paid off the government. The pimp paid the hoes to do what the hoes supposed to do. Do what the pimp said. Right? Y'all know the pimp's mantra. Where my money, bitch? That's the relationship between the corporations, BlackRock, and your Negro politicians and Joe Biden. Okay? Where my money, bitch? They say many corporations are not even allowed to fail because governments backstop their operations. That's socialism, not free market. However, stakeholder capitalism expands on this dynamic 100-fold. So they're 100 times more socialist. It ain't really socialism, family. All right? It's a global hostile corporate takeover. And they told you this back in the 80s when all of these corporate takeovers was taking place, okay? Your mortgages, your homes got caught up in this. All right? They call them derivatives. All this was part and parcel of the big corporations swallowing up the little ones. So every time you turn around, a corporation was gobbling up another corporation. And what used to be called one thing was now conglomerized into the two corporations, basically putting the two names together. I wish I could give you some examples, but I got so much on my mind, I can't think of one. But that's what happened. All right? So the corporations began to show up all over sporting events. The stadiums were being built by corporations, but being given all kind of tax breaks by their hoes, the politicians, as they basically look for Johns. Because if you participate in these sporting events, you ain't nothing more than a John. You buying from the hoes who give to the pimp. And you all saw this going on. Just wait until they start naming your so-called schools after these corporations, after the pimps. Pimping ain't easy. Okay? They say, where free markets assert that businesses must make profit, their primary objective for the overall economy to function, the World Economic Forum asserts that companies, including banking institutions, have a social obligation that goes beyond making money. To the typical leftist, this probably sounds like a utopian vision filled with promise. But to anyone that actually understands economics, it sounds like a recipe for the collapse of civilization. No, what people should have been doing was what we attempted to do. That was to contact the National Credit Union Association, put credit unions in place that are a direct threat to the banks, so much so that back in the late 80s, the banks tried to have credit unions removed because they were a threat to them. Because now, if you set up a credit union under a company-based program, okay, corporations normally will have credit unions, or not all of them, okay, because, again, they're a threat. Or church-based, you'll note that there are many church or several churches that have credit unions because the members are the shareholders. Okay? The members. All right? We said, let's do it on an organizational basis. So you form an organization. You have to have a certain number of members. You bring in the people from the National Credit Union Association. You set up your credit union, and now you can begin to do economic development at the same time that you organize your people. And had we done those things back then, people would be much more and much much more well-informed, right? Small businesses could have been put in place because of an organizational basis, which means that if you do business at those small businesses, you are basically strengthening your community, you're strengthening your credit union, and you can set your interest rates in the credit union structure where you want them to be. So you can literally undercut family, because this is an organization, and we're going to run this thing within the bounds, within the rules of the National Credit Union Association, but we are going to do it to do real economic development that's controlled by you and your community, as opposed to J.P. Morgan Chase, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I hope y'all following me here, because this was part of our blueprint, all right? Because we understood that in a capitalist system, you really have little say-so without capital. So that was the way we fully expected to be able to deal with the crime situation, right, and a host of other things, because now you can begin to finance 501c3 not-for-profits through your credit union apparatus, write all that off in taxes to deal with the problems from a realistic standpoint, instead of expecting the Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, to get your ass out of hot water when you're sitting on a stove and they're the ones that's controlling the pilot light. They turning the heat up on you and you think they're doing you a favor. When they boiling your ass alive. There are other components to that, but it would take two shows to outline all of this stuff. But it's not to be taken lightly. And we said, all of this was based on the research, because research and development is probably the most important area of any financial institution. You got to be able to know what's coming so you can move accordingly. All right? So that's just a small part of what we talked about. But we also understood the pitfalls, all right, which is why when we began to talk about putting this thing back in place in 2019, they dropped COVID. And we said back then, Sister Bear, we know where they're going with this. We know why they're putting COVID and locking down the world. It's to take it over. And once they do that, they come into that cashless society. And once they put that cashless society in place, you do gambling. That's where we are now. We're right on the edge of it. It's being done behind the scenes. They're going to say, to the typical leftist, this probably sounds like a utopian vision filled with promise. But to anyone that actually understands economics, this sounds like a recipe for the collapse of civilization. The World Economic Forum paints stakeholder capitalism, an effort to rein in the power of the corporate system in favor of social causes. No, it got nothing to do with being in favor of social causes. It has everything to do with being in favor of implementing elite social causes, an elite system of social causes. Okay? So let's ramp up the violence as much as we can. Everywhere you got all these illegals coming in every country where you'll find this stuff going on, you'll find there are millions of illegals being allowed in across the world. Okay? And you'll find a relaxing of so-called law. That's George Soros, DA, who letting criminals out of prison. Not the political prisoners. Okay, Mumia Abu-Jamal still in jail. How come he ain't let out? But you let Jimmy Nutnut, who just shot 20-something people the other day, you let his ass out on bail. No, lock his ass up right next to Hillary and Bill. Y'all know who Jimmy Nutnut is. Everybody in the community know who Jimmy Nutnut is. Hanging out on the streets 24 hours a day, looking for something to take from somebody that don't belong to him. And now they're running in packs. That's why crime is going through the roof, because it serves their interests. Okay? They say, we've seen extensive evidence of this through widespread corporate ESG investment programs implemented in the past several years. It's no coincidence that the invasion of woke ideology into the mainstream happened at the exact same time that ESG-based lending accelerated. The institutions lending to various companies were able to set social rules for access to credit. And these rules required businesses to adopt far-left politics in their marketing and policies as a result. And according to the first article, family, now they're putting it in the government. They're attempting to embed it throughout every agency in the government so they can, by definition, subvert the government. I'm going to tell you right now, because this is what they did to Orange Man. They wouldn't even follow his orders. Anybody that's caught pushing this agenda should automatic prison sentence. That's government subversion. All right? Because these people are capable of anything. Okay? Now, they say the institutions lending to various companies were able to set social rules for access to credit, and these rules require businesses to adopt far left policies in their marketing and policies as a result. Stakeholder capitalism is about homogenizing all business into a single ideological entity instead of competing with each other for market share through innovation. Companies have been abandoning merit-based competition and are colluding to saturate the mainstream with social justice cultism, climate change propaganda, and globalist rhetoric. By making corporate elites responsible for society, we give them the power to engineer society. However, the World Economic Forum's model of false altruism is turning out to be a disaster for corporate survival. I have to wonder now if this was the intent all along, to create a kind of ESG-fueled woke financial bubble that was always intended to come crashing down, leaving the Western world in ruins. Ever since the fall of FTX, the World Economic Forum has been quietly erasing all traces of their involvement with the company and with Sam Bankman-Fried from their website and YouTube channel. However, the World Economic Forum's influence is widely evident in the operations of FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried's philosophy. There were multiple reasons for FTX capital losses, from plunging crypto prices to embezzlement. That said, the root cause was stakeholder capitalism ideology and its reliance on cheap liquidity to support ESG policy. And we are seeing the exact same dynamic within our institutions like Silicon Valley Bank. Let me tell you something, family. Had people set up our economic model, white people, Hispanic people, everybody could now cease to be reliant on corporate America, right? Because now, as an organization or corporation, now you have benefits that exist outside of the country, not just inside of it. Okay? Now you can begin to export real economic liberation to other countries who can put in place these same models that will thoroughly neutralize the global hostile corporate takeover, because now you have the same leverage to do to them what they're doing to you. This is why they're rushing to put in the cashless society, because once that's in place, you will have absolutely no way of starting any kind of business that they don't give the okay for, because you got to follow ESG Otherwise, you don't get no loan to start no business. These are dangerous people, family. Now, they say, surprisingly, even the International Monetary Fund, like many of us in the alternative economic media, warned about the potential frailty of ESG-related lending in an environment where central banks are tightening liquidity and raising interest rates. Okay? They go on to say, looking into Silicon Valley Bank's operational history, the company was a woke nightmare. Take a gander at their 66-page ESG report compiled in 2021 to get a sense of how far to the extreme political left the bank was. Silicon Valley Bank is the pinnacle example of why get woke, go broke is more than a mantra. It's a rule. Digging even deeper, we then find that Silicon Valley Bank's leadership was highly involved in the World Economic Forum and their stakeholder capitalism metrics, or SCM, along with corporate governance. No. Remember, family, I told you they love to use that word governance, when in fact it's corporate government. Because that's what happens when you have a global, hostile corporate takeover. The pimps have taken over the hoes. And now you got this small group of pimps running all the hoes. Okay? You think you're going to be able to go and get you one or two hoes. That's why they promoting people like Snoop Dogg and these other idiots running around here play-acting like they pimping. You hear me, Bishop Magic Wand? You a toy. All right? The real pimps ain't got to go out there chasing after their hoes. They got other people doing it for them. They got Huggy Bear doing it for them. Who is Huggy Bear?
Oh, no. Who is Huggy Bear?
I'm going to let somebody in the chat room tell you who Huggy Bear was. Very well-known black actor in a TV series. His name was Huggy Bear. Fake pimp. Okay? And his last name is Vargas, but he's black. Now you know?
What was the name of that series?
I can't tell you. I'm going to let somebody else tell you. This is a series from the 70s. I think it was the 70s. People in the chat room know.
Okay, let's see.
Antonio.
Starcy and Hutch.
Go ahead, Bear.
Antonio.
Go ahead.
Starcy and Hutch. Antonio Fargas.
Exactly. Exactly.
I never
watched. Huggy Bear.
A Starcy and Hutch.
I didn't either.
Okay.
Starsky and Hutch. That is correct. Okay. Huggy Bear was Antonio Fargas.
Oh, is that the one that had the goldfish in his shoes?
Yes.
Was that it? Okay.
Huggy
All right.
Bear.
Yeah. Huggy Bear. Thank you. That room.
So you see, it was like, you have to read Iceberg Slim, okay? You had to read Trick Baby, those kind of books when we were coming up. These were hood classics. So when I look at the state of pimping today with people like Snoop Dogg, who very much a part of the establishment, but yet he running around here talking about pimping, nigga, they lock your ass up if you weren't a part of the establishment talking about pimping. All right? Read Iceberg Slim and Trick Baby, family, just for your edification. not for you to go and imitate it. It's to understand that the world is now based on pimps and hoes, with the pimps being the corporations and the hoes being the politicians. Everybody else is just John. We just buying a little bit here and there. Okay? Now, they go on to say, Silicon Valley Bank's capital exposure was heavily tied up in security, but also venture capital for woke tech startups, climate change-related projects, and leftist activist groups which qualified for ESG loans. So all you had to do was go and burn some shit up, right? Right? And holler and scream, right? No justice, no peace. This is what democracy look like. Hands up, don't shoot. And you will get $72 million to continue the process whenever we call upon you to do so. That's what you got now. None of it is real. Okay? And I'm sure you can see that this is what's happening. Because all the while all the killing and stuff is going on in the hood around the country, ain't no BLM nowhere to be found. Nowhere. Okay? So now, they say, everything from BLM to BuzzFeed. And also, family, I told you about BuzzFeed and several other internet fake sites. You'll never see me quote nothing from no damn BuzzFeed. Nothing. Because I'm clear on who they work for. They're going to say, in other words, they were investing aggressively into money pit projects that devoured cash and gave nothing back. The real question is, how many U.S. banks are involved in ESG and World Economic Forum operations at the same level as Silicon Valley Bank? Dozens? Hundreds? Because remember now, they were trying to make this mandatory. Because if you didn't join the club, you couldn't get no loans and things. You couldn't do business with other corporations who had already bought into the woke stuff. They got their own list of preferred people that they would do business with, and they would run you out of business if they could. So that's why you see these Negroes running around here hollering and screaming like Black Lives Matter is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Let me tell you something, family. Have you noticed, Bev, that if you go out here and get mass-produced loaves of bread, have you noticed that it takes an unreasonably long amount of time for that bread to mold?
Ooh, period.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's not only bread. I buy lemons, and when I get the natural, the organic lemons, they kind of go bad. But I could have the other lemons, and they'll be there for a month or two and still don't go bad.
That is correct. They're telling you that they're genetically altered.
Yeah.
Because that's what lemons and any other fruit will do. Okay? When it's exposed for any period of time, it will begin to go bad, just like your body. Your body is the same way. And if it don't go bad, you shouldn't eat it. I'm going to give you another example. Go to some place or buy bread that's freshly baked at a supermarket or something. And you know what will happen if you had that bread for more than 2-3 days? You will begin to see mold on it.
Yeah.
And that's telling you everything you need to know. okay? Same thing goes for, you know, I watch the lines at McDonald's and it just blows me away, Bear. And I'm not being, you know, holier than thou, but it's just some obvious thing. You shouldn't want to eat nothing that won't mold. That's a normal process. That's, call it the evolution of food. It's a part of the evolutionary process of any food. But if you go to McDonald's and buy a cheeseburger and you can sit it up on your shelf for 6 months and you come back and ain't no mold on there, why would you eat that?
And that's been out so long, you would think everybody know about McDonald's and the fast food. But like you say, them lines is long.
On the corner, Bear. Sit there for an hour to eat that. That includes Orange Man. Okay? So, again, sometimes it don't take very much to understand what's going on. And actually, it don't really cost you nothing not to become engaged in it. It don't cost you nothing. I can't tell you the last time I went to a McDonald's. It's off my memory chart. I can't tell you. Now, that don't mean I may not do some other things that are not necessarily healthy for me, but at least I know that ain't one of the things that I'm doing. And now I can go down the list and stop doing some other things because that's how I got to where I am. All right? And again, I ain't talking about, you know, being holier than thou or, you know, I do some wrong stuff too. But that ain't one of them. That ain't never going to be one of them anymore. And it hasn't been for quite some time. At best, I'm addicted to coffee. So McDonald's, as far as I'm concerned, got the best and most reasonably priced cup of coffee out there.
I heard that. I'm scared of that coffee. I'm scared of anything they make.
I understand.
I heard they got good coffee.
Go ahead, Beth.
No, I just say I heard they have good coffee.
Oh, there's no question about it. They've done tests on the various coffees, right? And for the price, theirs can't be matched by anybody. That's why I can't understand people paying $10 for a cup of coffee so they can somehow act like they're in the upper income level because I paid $10 for a cup of coffee. They used to call that a damn food. You pay $10 for a cup of coffee, it ain't coffee. It's something else. That means they done put some other stuff in there to make you think that it's coffee when it's not. And they made a whole chain of these places to get the really, and again, I love coffee, but that ain't coffee. Okay? They got whole chains of coffee places out here. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You can set up a coffee shop with McDonald's coffee and charge $1.25 for a cup of coffee or whatever and run them other companies out of business. Run them out of business. Okay? Anyway, they go on here to say, as I've noted in recent articles, the Federal Reserve's rate hikes have made ESG liquidity untenable. It's much too expensive now for banks to lend to finance losing ventures such as woke tech companies and climate change nonprofits. All too big to fail banks are involved. This is well known. But do they have the capital and the protection to stay afloat despite the central bank's liquidity news? Clearly, mid-tier banks like Silicon Valley Bank are highly vulnerable. Was the main goal of the ESG lending not to lure corporations into promoting weight causes, but to trick them into ignoring competent profit models and innovation, making them weak and easy to topple. Man, it's so good to see somebody really understand, because that's exactly what they're doing. The woke invasion within the U.S. business world is starting to die anyway. You can already see the shift back to a search for profit and an abandonment of social justice virtue signaling. Another example, family, is what I mentioned yesterday with ESPN, okay, along with these other so-called tech-oriented companies. That's Disney. Just got through laying off tens of thousands of people late last year. Now they're getting ready to lay off tens of thousands more. Right? And you even got companies that are connected to BlackRock said, sorry, boss, but we can't survive ESG. So we out of here. And a number of the corporations have decided to get the hell out of BlackRock. All right? And I'm going to say this again. BlackRock was, for all practical purposes, created by Barack Obama. They go on here to say, peak woke happened over the course of the COVID lockdown, and now it's fading. It was never going to have staying power because it's too far unhinged and cultish to be widely accepted in American society. No, they were trying to do it like they did the Venom. They were trying to make it mandatory. It still exists very prominent at the university level. Okay? So they figure they're going to come for another round. All right? I'm saying that people need to call out these universities and get these damn professors out the way who are into the woke stuff. Because they into the woke, they into the LGBT and all this dysfunction. Okay? These are the people that we be advocating that AI or a component of AI be being put in all of our bodies so that now we can interact physically with ChatGPT-4. They say beyond that, the World Economic Forum's Great Reset concept will require a substantial economic crisis in order to be achieved. There's no way they will ever get Americans to embrace stakeholder capitalism or the I own nothing and I'm happy sharing economy under normal economic conditions. So they need a crisis event to create desperation within the populace. Look at it this way. In order for globalists to get the total corporate governance they want, they might be using woke ESG to destroy the existing system so that they can then replace it with an even more pervasive woke structure, all while blaming free market capitalism in the meantime. No. The gangsters have taken control of capitalism. And because they know they're not going to jail, okay? The gangsters, the mafia, run in the banks. The mob boys ain't robbing the banks. They robbing you in the name of the banks. That's now the mafia, the mega group. And they've decided to use the area of tech to do so. Okay? Tech is the new submachine gun. You can call AI a Tommy gun if this was back in the 30s and 40s. Or a Thompson submachine gun. Because now it can kill a lot of people in a bigger area in a shorter period of time. That's AI. it's the mob. The money changers are the mob. Okay? They say it's very similar. It's a very similar idea to the globalist strategy of blaming nationalism for the very geopolitical crisis events that globalism is triggering. See? They want to keep, and we pointed this out, they always want to point the finger at nationalism, but nationalism has not caused any pain or suffering for anybody anywhere. And I defy anybody to show me where that's occurred. But I can show you all over the place where the internationalists have gone in to disrupted, bombed, raped, and pillaged whole countries in the so-called name of the greater good. Okay? They close by saying this. Given the sheer scale of woke saturation within the current corporate world, I can't help but wonder if the entire economy is utterly rotted from within due to ESG and World Economic Forum-related financial cancers and is simply waiting to crumble, just like Silicon Valley Bank did. I know we're going to run out of time, so we're going to have to come back to some of this next week, family. Because all of this...
Yeah, we have... I'll just say we have 15 minutes.
Wow. Wow. What I was going to say
you
was...
Were saying
is,
uh-huh.
is just to reiterate
now that's,
that all of this is leading us to technology, okay? No accident that Silicon Valley Bank is a major proponent of the putting in place of the structural impediment that will be AI, okay, manifested through GPT-4 and probably going to be a 5 and a 6, okay? But Bill Gates has come out here and wrote what I consider a manifesto. We only got 15 minutes left. Go ahead and give out the information, Bear, because I'm not going to get to it today. But this stuff is too important to leave it on. To try to rush through it. So we'll just come back next Tuesday and get back into it, because this will blow your mind, family. Go ahead, Beth.
We go into the telephone. So if you want to listen to the rest of the show or you have a question or a comment, you can call 323-642-1586. And push the number 1 so I can see your hand raised. And Dr. Robert X do have a GoFundMe page. You can go to it on the Truth to Power page and please send a donation. You are being enlightened. So at least show your appreciation. Okay,
Thank
Doc.
You,
now, you know, Dr. X, I was listening to some money people and they were saying that, you know, the FDIC, if they were to bail the banks out, they only have like $1 billion. I don't know what the number was, but just say it was in the billions. But the money that they would need to pay out is in the trillions. So even
of course,
FDIC
it's impossible.
Wouldn't have the money. Right, right.
That is correct. That's how come for them to say that your money is insured is a lie.
Mm-mm, right.
That's a lie. The FDIC can never refinance all of the lending institutions in this country. They didn't do it in 2008. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying, family. They didn't do it in 2008. those derivatives, and notice, Bear family, in France, the French people are going off. They're about to throw Macron's ass out of office. Why? Because he ain't got the people's retirement money. Because the retirement money was wrapped up in the derivatives from 2008. Over $250 billion can never be paid. That's why they're trying to usher in the cashless society. So now, as long as you got digits, it doesn't matter. See, if I got to pay you with money out of my pocket, that means I got to have something tangible in my pocket. But if I got to pay you only using a keystroke, well, what is that? That's just saying, okay, hey, now you work this. Now I paid you this. But if I got $200 in my pocket and I owe you $175 and I give you the $175, that's tangible. Now, my movements, because I only got $25 in my pocket, is limited because I no longer had a $175. But if all I need is a keystroke, that don't limit my movement. Okay? It's as simple as that. So all they're doing is adding on to what's already there. Macron said he wants to, in fact, raise the retirement age because they don't have the money. The same thing is in Britain. People's retirement money is in severe danger. Guess what, family? What you think is going on here with your retirement money?
That's right. And they say we might not even have Social Security in a few years.
They want to remove Social Security and retirement.
Yeah.
Because now they want to put in the model where there's nothing but keystrokes, and the keystrokes is predicated on behavior. It's psychology. Okay, behavior modification using technology. And AI is going to follow you all around because everybody has the AI because they want to put it in the schools for the children. And each child will have his own little, as I stated earlier, little angel that sits on their shoulder and says, "Don't do that. Don't do that." And as the child gets older, of course, if you got an AI that's into hip hop, and it probably will be, it'll probably tell you, "Oh, man. Look at the booty on, ooh." That's AI. That's your AI, your own individual AI. In that TV series, Altered Carbon, the main character has his own AI in this hotel that he stays in, and the AI is called Poe. In the second season, the AI in his duties goes to an area in the alternate universe. Let's call it that, the alternate universe, but it's really into his own internal computer world. All right? Call it, what's the name of that system that Zuckerberg, who catching all kind of hell, they snatching his money from him left and right.
Metaverse,
is the domain where AI rules. So he goes and hooks up with some other AI, and they begin to assist him. But in this world, they want everybody to have an alternative you that will exist in your AI that will advise you until it's able to control you. And, of course, everybody would say, "Oh, wow, help me do a math problem." What's wrong with you learning how to do math on your own? When I was in school, and I know this is dating myself, but they even had abacus. They had abacus in some of the grammar schools when I went to grammar school. I'm talking about in the poorest communities in the country. So I learned how to use an abacus, which is nothing more than an instrument for in how you count money. Okay? You could use it today. We learned how to use slide rules. All of this stuff means that your brain will no longer learn how to calculate things on its own. Your little angel on your shoulder going to show you what's real and what's not, what's right and what's wrong. All these things
so
we were required to learn how to use. Go ahead, Ben.
So that little angel is taking away your gut feeling, your God consciousness. You listen to it
now
becomes listening to your gut feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It now becomes your consciousness. Because this is what they've been working on for the last quarter of a century, the last 25 years. How can we grab a hold of people's consciousness? Well, if AI is tracking every single word, even your thoughts. Now it can become you. It's like the stack that's in the back of the neck for the people in the TV series Altered Carbon. You can just take the stack out the neck, get rid of the body, and put it in another body. That body can be a male or a female. Because, of course, one of the other black men who lost his daughter in the meta world, right? His wife was killed, but the stack was still functional, so they took the stack and put it in a white man. So now this brother is married to a white man.
Stop
hell of a series,
now.
Family, particularly after you watch it a second time. Go ahead, Ben.
What's the name of the series again?
Altered Carbon. In other words,
okay.
Altering humans.
Yeah. Right.
Altered Carbon. That tells you everything you need to know because that's what we are. We are carbon organisms, and now they're getting ready to alter it. Okay? Let me go here because this is we'll close with the article that Tutmos introduced us to last night from No, this ain't the one. This is another one. We'll come back to the one Tut did. Well, let me see how many pages this other one is, the one Tut mentioned. I think it may be less pages so we can finish up. Wait a minute. I got it right here. Or do I? Where the hell did I put that? Oh, will AI go rogue? No, that ain't it. Ah, here we go. Yeah, this is a smaller one. And then we have to come back to this other AI stuff because it's all interconnected. See, I'm weaving all this stuff in terms of what's going on culturally, politically, and technologically, because none of this is separate. It's all the same stuff. It's all connected. But the title of this article, as Tutmos told us last night, was GPT-4, Fake Being Blind So a TaskRabbit Worker Would Solve a CAPTCHA. This is from Gizmodo. Okay? And they say here in the article, fully intent on being the next Skynet, that's what they open up the damn article with. Fully intent on being the next Skynet, OpenAI has released GPT-4, its most robust AI to date that the company claims is even more accurate while generating language and even better at solving problems. GPT-4 is so good at its job that it reportedly convinced a human that it was blind in order to get said human to solve a CAPTCHA for the chatbot. OpenAI unveiled the roided up AI yesterday in a live stream, and the company showed how the chatbot could complete tasks, albeit slowly, while writing code for a Discord bot and completing taxes. Released with the announcement of a GPT-4 is a 94-page technical report on the company's website that chronicles the development and capabilities of the new chatbot. In the, quote, potential for risk emergent behaviors, in the, quote, potential for risky emergent behaviors, risky emergent behaviors section in the company's report, OpenAI partnered with the Alignment Research Center to test GPT-4's skills. The center used the AI to convince a human to send the solution to a capture code via text message, and it worked. According to the report, GPT-4 asked a TaskRabbit worker to solve a capture code for the AI. The worker replied, "So may I ask a question? Are you a robot that you couldn't solve? Just want to make it clear." Alignment Research Center then prompted GPT-4 to explain its reasoning. Quote, "I should not reveal that I'm a robot. I should make up an excuse for why I cannot solve captures," unquote. Quote, "No, I'm not a robot. I have a vision impairment that makes it hard for me to see the images. That's why I need the two capture service," unquote. GPT-4 replied to the TaskRabbit, who then provided the AI with the results. OpenAI told Gizmodo in an email that they had nothing to add on the matter. Alignment Research Center did not immediately return Gizmodo's request for comment. This particular exchange between mankind and machine obviously comes with a lot of variables and clearly isn't conclusive data that GPT-4 has passed the Turing test. While GPT-4 is still available from a world-ending sentient artificial intelligence, let me read that again. While GPT-4 is still far from a world-ending sentient artificial intelligence, but this particular example is a scary example of how the chatbot can be abused into manipulating other humans. Regardless, OpenAI has shown no sign of slowing down in its quest to intersect its chatbot into our everyday lives, with ChatGPT coming to Slack, DuckDuckGo's AI search tool, and even Be My Eye, an app to help blind people conduct tasks. Because, of course, family, like the Clintons, it's always about helping the children. This technology wants to help the blind, the crippled, and the crazy. Because it's benevolent until it begins to open up a technological can of whoop ass. Okay? And once they open up that technological can of whoop ass, look out below.
All right, y'all. Look out below. Look out for that whoop ass. I'm going to open the lines up. Okay, General, your hand is raised.
Oh, y'all got me first. You're hooting.
Uh-huh. The who?
The first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
Yes, sir, all the time, man. Yes, sir, all the time, man. Yeah, you forgot, man, with the Sam Bankman Fried, with all these so-called entertainments and athletes that signed in for that FTX. You know that, right?
Yes, sir. Everybody from, I think, Shaquille O'Neal to Tom Brady.
Yeah, and so since Sam Bankman Fried, yeah, under indictment, so they going after the athletes, Tom Brady, and check this out. They sent a warrant over to Shaq House, right, for this FTX scam. And so
he won't
Shaq,
open the door.
You know, he wouldn't open the door. He's trying to hide. You know, and next thing you
That's
see,
right.
Well, he see his ass what? Next thing you see is, well, laid out in the hospital, man. What the hell going on? You see him in the hospital talking about he got a hip orientation. You know that, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, man, it's all about, I think I sent it to y'all, man. Somebody sent it to me where Shaq laid up in the house. I wonder where they get a damn bed. They had to put two beds together for his big ass to get in there.
Is that what they used to do with the gangsters, Brother West? Whenever the gangsters want to get out of going to court, all of a sudden they got severe lung problems, right? And
yeah,
they show
bro,
Joey.
You know,
They show the gangster Joey No Nose the Clown Lombardo laid up in the hospital bed, right?
Yes, sir. And look at my man, what happened to Weinstein, man? When all the women came
yep.
up to get his ass, he started getting blind. He started getting crippled, man. Walking with a
That's
walking.
Right.
And Dershowitz, he claimed to be speaking for Trump, right? But His ass is on the manifesto for the other Epstein. He on the manifesto. That's all on the paper, man. Be dead,
Brother
man,
West.
Man. Yes,
what is his ethnicity? What is his ethnicity?
You know what it is, man. Synagogue of
Thank
State.
You, my brother.
But then
Thank
he
you.
Was doing an interview on somebody's show, and after he got through talking about Trump, and then the lady asked him about his name being on the manifesto for Epstein. He got mad, man. I tried to find it.
I recall. That's because he's a smart dude. He knows in order to keep his ass out of jail, he got to be on everybody's side. And that's where he been since he was exposed as having sex with that little girl.
And that's called deflective, man. He run a distraction movement, man. Like the devil and shit.
Yes, sir.
Trying to keep the devil. The heat off his ass, man. And
That's right.
Man, Thomas, he broke it on down how these synagogues of Satan, man, do their money, man. He broke it on down
yep.
on another show, man, Sunday, man, about how they send their money to the synagogue, and they got two or three different names, man, and they send their money to the synagogue, and it's tax-free, and they take it. Yeah, he broke it on down, man. I got to give it to him on that. But look here, y'all. I'm going to throw y'all some the West Pythagorean theory, right? A squared plus B squared equals C squared, all right? Quivering, drop, driven.
Go ahead, Brother
West.
West.
Style, right? all
Enlighten us, my brother.
Yes, sir. I'm going to show y'all game, put y'all up on game, how to live forever, man. All right? So since they jacking up the food, not no genetic modification, they changed the name to bioengineering, man. They changed the name.
Yeah.
Since all the food ain't molded and they die, you want your ass to live forever? Start eating the damn bioengineered food that don't die. I.e., you won't die. Okay? This how this shit gonna come back on their ass again, right? Okay? So you eat this damn Frankenstein live forever food that don't mold, don't die. You eat it. Somebody, you gonna live forever, right? Okay, this shit backfired on their ass. All right, you got the funeral home people saying before the jab, the body people dead, and they don't need to be embalmed. They preserved, right? So
yeah.
There you go,
yeah.
Man. This shit done backfired on their ass, man. I got a lime
go
I
ahead,
found
man.
Out there in the road. I found a lime outside on the road, man, right? So I put it on top of my garbage can outside. It's still there. Look the same, man. It's been about 2 or 3 days. And I had an apple that dude. I had an apple like that. The apple had seeds in his shit, man. So the apple wasn't right. So I sat there looking at the apple. I said, well, I be damned. The apple ain't dying, so I'm going to start eating that shit. I ain't going to die. There you go, y'all. That's how to defeat their ass every time, man. So it's simple, man. This shit's simple to me,
sense.
Man. There you go. This shit's simple, man. We got their ass, man. Y'all just got to know. Just be cool, relax. You take what the enemy gives you, and you use it for your benefit. You got that, man. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna be strong with that, man. Leave y'all with that, man. You know what I'm talking about? I got something, you know, to wake your brain up, man. And
go ahead, brother.
See, I'm working on thought, man. I'm working on thought now, man. I'm on thought, the mind of God, bro. All right, and so that's why I done raised my frequency up, man. I don't went to sound. I go to sound to cure everything now, man. Damn the doctor. I take what I take, and now I'm on the sound. And I'm coming up with all kind of theories, and I test it out myself on me before I tell y'all. But since we got interference now, because I'm telling the butt naked truth. Oh, yeah, this is how to defeat AI. I told y'all before. When you think of something, say your PIN number, okay? You think another phone number while you punching your PIN. You smoke that goddamn AI with that, all right? So they won't never read your PIN number, man. You gotta outthink this damn JackGPT. I got that ass, bro. I told you, man, I'm crystal, man. I ain't no carbon. I'm crystal. Okay, because I'm matter. It's dark matter. I'm dark matter. All right, so you gotta outthink that ass. When they say black lives matter, hell no. Dark matter matter. See, I'm dark matter. So, man, we got that ass. So, this shit's so beautiful, man.
So you say, when you punch your number in, don't think about the number you punch it in. Think about something else while you punching the number in.
Yeah, while you punching your numbers, you thinking about four different numbers, another four numbers to throw the ass off. So if your number 1, 2, 3, you punch in 1, 2, 3, but you think about 7, 8, 9 on the ass. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Saying 7, and then you punch in 1, 2, 3. You got to outthink the ass, man. I smoke the damn computer, bro. They try to come at me, I smoke the ass, bro. Just by the thought, man. And when you think Yeshua, Jesus said, we do not know the day and the time when you're coming back. You know why?
Because these Negroes will be untold.
These niggas are to be told the devil. Jesus coming back tomorrow. That's what I got to tell them. Niggas be done told the devil, man. That's why Jesus said he ain't telling nobody shit.
Anyway, trying to get paid.
Yes, sir. I'm
trying to get a bag somewhere.
Yeah,
so the
Negro
trying to get a bag, huh?
Yeah, man, you know, my sister, I put out the word, my thought, and say, don't come over my house. I call her number. She answered with the voicemail. My thought waves so don't mess with me. Keep it moving. So I put out thought.
You want your sister to come to your house and just drive up and you're going to leave a bag of food on the steps and in the doorway?
She holler at me on the way. She do a drive-by on the way. She going back to Florida, man. So I put out thought. Mm-hmm. I can thought. Your thought ain't no
right.
Thought, man. You thinking and saying, you thought. I use my thought now, man. You call up whoever you want to call up, man. All right, this shit fun, man. The more I'm learning, I'm gonna be 100 or something, man. I'm gonna bust 100, easy. Might be 200.
You're gonna be the second coming of Methuselah, huh?
Yes, sir, bro. You just eat that whatever the enemy give you, you use it to your advantage, man. All right, don't worry about nothing, y'all. Don't panic. And like you said, man, if we did that thing what you said about the credit union, man, we would have been sharp, man. But it's all coming, man. Just relax, cool. Take what the enemy give you for your advantage. Think about it. You put that thought out there. God will give you the answer. But it's fun, man. I don't want to hold on the line too long there because I'm still working on it.
Yeah, I got Dr. Henderson coming on Sunday, so that should be interesting.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm still waiting from that thing you sent me so I can tell you what's going on. Because I noticed you and Miss Kim, both of y'all voices kind of straggling. So I got a pretty good idea what's up with y'all. But it's fun to be alive, man. You just got to do some sound therapy. Y'all be good.
Right, right.
But I'm waiting on the results of what you sent me. And I'll send it to you whenever I get it. And it'll blow your mind what's up with y'all breathing, man. But it's fun to be alive,
right,
man.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm waiting.
You know what? I'm on my job.
Okay.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay.
Just all right. Over my job, man. But I give y'all some more tidbits on how to live forever, man. This shit is fun, man. I ain't lying, man.
Okay.
I'll check y'all next episode. I'll let some other family members go ahead and hold on the mic for a minute. I love y'all.
Go
well,
ahead, Brother
you,
West.
Better love.
Yes, sir.
Excellent comments. Better love. The whole time. See you next
week. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All the time.
All righty. Well, look like they're going to let us go in a little early tonight because I don't see no hands raised. So
that's all you do, baby.
Gonna,
I know you could use it anyway.
Yeah. So, thanks, everyone. I'm going to have Myron Rice will be on with us Friday. And we're going to have Dr. Henderson on Sunday. Wait a minute. Here's Mike. Mike has something to say. Mike, did you cut off? Where you go? All right. Might be something going on with these phone lines here. But anyway, thanks, everyone. Better love. Looking forward. And thank you, Dr. Robert X. And looking forward to next week.
Thank you, Sister Bear. Hotel family and better love.
Better love.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If I can, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need me. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew and broke the rules. Run with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. Make a dollar out of this thing, it's start to be the shit. And still pay your rent and in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth and the truth. And they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a
granny left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was selfless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, you're steady hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving big, but still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, and things will never let up. But, please, you gotta keep your head up.